And they're off and racing over the straight mile for the first securitysolutions.co.uk Mayhill Stakes, Group 2, and out smartly right down the near side. Raki together in the early part with Opal Tiara. They are the leading pair, with more down the middle of the race course showing good early toe Marenko, and in company with these Turret Rocks. They are the leading four, and once again, the tempo not looking to be too brisk. The leading quartet are being hunted up by Midnight Crossing, who races in company with Light Up Our World. At the back end of the field, the favourite Pure Diamond in the Godolphin Blue, and also held up is Gypsy Eyes. So racing up the middle of the track and on towards their final five furlongs, Marenko leading the field by 2.5 lengths now, has just opened up a bit. Two in second position, Turret Rocks for trainer Jim Bolger. They're being followed through by Light Up Our World, Raki the Grey, and then towards the near side is Opal Tiara. Pure Diamond is still held up at the back end of the field. Patient Tactics here. Gypsy Eyes is now just niggled along, and both of those aforementioned fillies are on the tail of Midnight Crossing. They head on down towards the final couple of furlongs. As they do so, now the tempo lifting. Marenko in front and has had the run of the race, still travels all right as well. From in second position, Turret Rocks, then Light Up Our World. Down the near side, Opal Tiara at a big price is trying hard to stay on. Pure Diamond with plenty to do, as has Gypsy Eyes and Midnight Crossing. Marenko in front as they head down towards the final furlong. She's still about a length or so to the good then over Turret Rocks, who's now gradually getting on terms without, a little bit wider in third, Opal Tiara. And it's the Irish filly Turret Rocks who now strides on into the lead, past Marenko in second, and the prize will go to Jim Bolger and Kevin Manning. Turret Rocks goes on to win the Mayhill. From in second position, Marenko, and they came a few lengths away from Opal Tiara, and over to that one's inside was Light Up Our World. And ultimately disappointing Pure Diamond and also Gypsy Eyes. They were never ever competitive, but it's gone the way of Turret Rocks, and she's paid a handsome compliment, Bobby, to Bally Doyle, who might even harden perhaps for the big classics next season. Of course, Ballydoyle beat Turret Rocks quite comprehensively last time out, but this is definitely a step in the right direction for Jim Bolger's filly today, and she's done it well, wearing down Marenko.
Yes, great performance from Turret Rocks. Jim Bolger and Kevin Manning here. The horse has come over from Ireland, wears down Marenko. Good performance, good ride as well from Kevin Manning. Want to give a mention as well to the horse that's finished third, Opal Tiara, was actually one of the outsiders of this race. Another good ride from Matt Draven Zaney. Almost a quick fire double for him. She was coming really well in the final two furlongs. I thought she might get up there to get the business done, but a cracking performance from Turret Rocks that wins the race for Kevin Manning and Jim Ball. Just watching the replay now, Turret Rocks wears down Marenko there in the closing stages. Marenko just down to finish second for Richard Hannon and Sean Levy, and Opal Tiara finishes there, but a great performance from her. Can't take anything away from the winner.